起来看哥林多前书。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians.
哥林多前书第六章。
1 Corinthians chapter 6.
哥林多前书第六章十九节、二十节。
First Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19 to 20.
哥林多前书六章十九节。
6:19.
岂不知你们的身子就是圣灵的殿吗？这圣灵是从神而来，住在你们里头，并且你们不是自己的人。二十节。
20.
因为你们是重价买来的，所以要在你们身子上荣耀神。
Verse 19, or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own? 20. For you were bought at a price, therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's.
好，这一点两节圣经啊，主要是对已经信主的啊人的一个勉励。
These two verses were encouragements to those who have already believed.
啊，知道我们信主了以后啊，自从啊。悔改受洗归入主以后
because after we have repented, been baptized, and belong to the Lord,
那圣灵住在我们里面
then the Holy Spirit dwells in us.
这里讲说这样子的人不是自己的人了
and here it says that this type of person, we are not our own.
那是谁的人呢
then whose are they?
是主属属主耶稣的了
They belong to the Lord Jesus.
为什么是属主耶稣的呢
And why do they belong to the Lord Jesus?
二十节
Verse 20.
因为是主耶稣用重价买来的
It was because we were bought at a price.
主耶稣买的
And it was bought by Lord Jesus.
为什么说主耶稣买的呢
Why does it say that Lord Jesus bought it?
因为我们本来不是属主的人
Because we were not.We did not belong to Lord Jesus at first.
然后，是属于罪死的这个国度。
We belong to the kingdom of death and sin.
那现在进到神的国度里面来。
But now we have entered into the kingdom of God.
那这个需要很大的代价。
And this needs to be paid with a heavy price.
我们从圣经都知道，主耶稣为我们钉死在十字架。
From the Bible, we know that Jesus was crucified.
他成为王。我们回到神那里的挽回祭。
He became the sin offering for us to return to God.
他用十字架上流的宝血洗掉我们的罪。
And he had used the blood that was from the cross to wash away our sins.
是用这样子这么重的代价，我们才能够从罪死、从罪和死的国度进到神的国度。
It was at this heavy price that we were able to be bought from the kingdom of sin and death to the kingdom of God.
所以主耶稣买我们以后有一个重对我们有重一个重要的期待
So after Lord Jesus bought us then he has a very high expectation for us
就是最后一节
Which is the last verse
我们要在我们的身子上荣耀神
That we need to glorify God in our body
那英文有讲到在身体上就这个身体这个身体还有我们的心灵上要荣耀神
So physically in our body and in our heart we have to glorify God.
这是因为能够这样子荣耀神的人是因为他明白深切的明白我们是被主耶稣用重价买来的。
And this is because this type of person understands that we were bought at a heavy price.
因为主耶稣重价买来以后我归主了我不再属于自己的。
And after Lord Jesus has bought us at a price then we no longer belong to ourselves but to the Lord.
我们是属于主耶稣。
And we belong to Lord Jesus.
这是什么意思呢
？And what does this mean?
就是我们不再为自己而活。
This means that we no longer live for ourselves.
我们不再用自己的意识来活。
We no longer live for our own will.
我们是借着主耶稣的旨意来活。
And we live through the will of the Lord.
所以我们要常常读圣经
so we need to often read the Bible.
因为圣经能够告诉我们神的旨意
because the Bible can tell us about the will of God.
我们要用神的旨意来过这个我们剩下的时间
we have to use the will of God to let us spend the rest of our days.
那这个一个大家都了解了
and most people would be able to understand this.
但是我们表现的时候并不是这样子
But this may not be what we show.
我们不了解真正这个重价的代价是什么
We might not truly understand what is the price of this heavy price that was paid.
同时我们也很多人不太了解我们身体就是圣灵的殿。
There are also many people who do not understand that our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit.
我们这个身体啊，是圣灵住在我们里面。
Our body is where the Holy Spirit is living in.
教会是神借着身体居住的所在。
And the church is where living.
我们来看
the Holy Spirit living through the body.
我们来看看以弗所书二章二十二节。
Let's look at Ephesians chapter 2, verse 22.
以弗所书二章二十二节。
Ephesians 2, verse 22.
二章二十二节说，你们也靠他同被建造，成为神借着圣灵居住的所在。
Verse 22. In whom you also are being built together for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit.
尤其我们有圣灵的人。
Especially for those who have the Holy Spirit.
我们应该了解，这个身体不是我的了。
We should understand that this body is no longer ours.
因为是圣灵住在里面。
Because the Spirit dwells in it.
这是一个很大的奥秘。
And this is a great mystery.
圣灵就是神啊。
The Holy Spirit is God.
这个神充满宇宙万物。
And this God fulfills all of the universe.
那么伟大，充满着宇宙的各个角落。
And he is very magnificent and fills in every corner.
他控制所有的万有。
And he controls everything that there is.
但是他也会跑到人的心里面。
But he also enters the hearts of man.
如果我们有圣灵的话，
if we have the Holy Spirit,
我们愿意圣灵做我们的主人，
and if we are willing for the Holy Spirit to be our master,
如果我们愿意顺从他的话，
if we submit to it,
我们就成为神的国度，
then we would become the kingdom of God.
圣经说啊，神主耶稣用他宝血救赎人来，
the Bible has said that Jesus had used his blood to save man,
让这个人啊，属主的人成为神的国民。
So that this man can become the citizen of God's kingdom.
有另外一个讲法啊，另外一个版本就是让这个人成为神的国度。
And in another version, it says that this person has become the kingdom of God.
什么叫做国度？
What does kingdom mean?
国度就是那个国王他的法律掌权之地。
The kingdom is where the king of the place rules.
是比如说美国。
For example, in the United States.
要在美国生活的人要在美国的法律之下生活的。
If you want to live in the United States, you have to live under the laws of the country.
你如果不在那个法律之下，你就违法判刑，就关起来。
If you go against the law, then you would be a criminal, and you would have to be arrested and go to jail.
换句话讲，
in other words,
如果我们是神的国度，
if we are the kingdom of God,
我们就不能够违法神的法律。
Then we cannot go against the laws of God.
如果我们违法神的法律，
If we have violated those laws,
我们照世界上的法律的话，就把你关起来。
Then, just like according to the laws of the world, then you would be, you would go to jail.
为什么在使徒哥林多前书第六章这样子来讲呢？
Why does it say this in 1 Corinthians chapter 6?
因为他这里啊，特别是讲到要用身体来荣耀神呐。
Here especially says you have to glorify God in your body.
我们受洗了以后。
After we have been baptized,
神给我们穿上一件白衣服。
God has given us a white robe,
就是圣洁了。
Which is holy and pure.
所以我们要保持圣洁。
So we have to keep holy.
绝对不要让这个身体犯罪了。
And we can't let this body sin.
十八节，哥林多六前书第六章十八节。
First Corinthians 6 verse 18.
十八节。
Verse 18.
你们要逃避隐形，人所犯的无论什么罪都在身子以外，唯有行淫的是得罪自己的身子。十九节，岂不知你们就是圣灵的殿吗？这一章本来是在讲这个了。
This chapter was originally talking about verse 18.
信主了以后，不能够再犯奸淫。
After you have believed in the Lord, you cannot commit sexual immorality.
因为你犯了奸淫，就得罪身体了。
Because if you have committed sexual immorality, then you are sinning against your body.
因为这种人他不了解。
Because this type of person doesn't understand.
他受洗的时候已经成为圣灵的殿了。
That when he was baptized, he already became the temple of the Holy Spirit.
这个身体不再属自己的了。
This body is no longer his own.
他是属主耶稣的。
He belongs to the Lord Jesus.
这个身体是属主的。
This body belongs to the Lord.
不能犯奸淫啊。
And you cannot commit sexual immorality.
因为你犯奸淫就得罪这个身体。
Because if you do, then you are sinning against your body.
你就得罪了圣灵。
You are sinning against the Holy Spirit.
这个人就得罪了神。
And this person has sinned against God.
反过来讲。
In other words,
如果我们一个人了解。
If a person understands,
主耶稣花了那么大的代价死在十字架，
Lord Jesus has paid such a heavy price to die on the cross.
我们怎么敢去再犯罪呢？
Why would we dare to sin?
我们要用这个身体来荣耀神。
We have to use this body to glorify God.
我们要讨神的喜悦。
We want to please God.
从此以后，我这个身体要做讨神喜悦的事。
And from now on, my body should be doing things that are pleasing to God.
不要做讨自己喜欢的事。
We shouldn't be doing things that please ourselves.
因为我们不是在属于我们自己的。
Because we no longer belong to ourselves.
哎，我们希望求神啊，带领我们，让我们明白这个啊，这个道理。
We hope that God can guide us to understand this teaching.
这个对我们走天国路有很大的帮助。
Because this has great help to us on the path towards the heavenly kingdom.
如果我们明白这个道理，
If we understand this teaching,
我们将来当然会很珍惜啊，这个被主耶稣洗净啊，成为圣洁的身体。
Then we would take very good care of this body that the blood has washed clean for us.
哎，很小心的，不要让这个身体再弄脏了。
We would be very careful to not let this body be blemished.
哎，我们看加拉太书。
So get Galatians.
加拉太书第二章。
Galatians chapter two.
哎，加拉太书第二章。
Galatians chapter two.
哎，第二十节。
Verse 20.
第二章二十节。
Two verse 20.
我，哎，这是指保罗啊。
So I means Paul.
我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，并且我如今知道，如今在肉身活着，是因为信儿子而行的神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己的啊。保罗他知道很清楚啊。
Paul had a very clear understanding.
他知道他受洗了以后是什么人呢？
He knew what kind of person he was after he was baptized.
他说我已经跟基督同钉十字架。
He said that I have been crucified with Christ.
什么时候保罗跟主耶稣同钉十字架？
When did Paul become crucified with Christ?
哎，就在罗马书第六章告诉我们。
It was in Romans chapter 6.
我们受洗就是与主同钉十字架。
That when we are baptized, then we are crucified with Christ.
我们大部分都受洗了。
Most of us here have been baptized.
我们有没有感觉到，我们有体会到你已经与主同钉十字架呢？
Have we felt like we have been crucified together with Lord Jesus?
如果没有，
If you haven't,
你就觉得说我还为我自己活。
Then you still feel that you are living for yourself.
我还活着，受洗以后我自己还活着。
That after baptism I am still living.
圣经告诉我们，受洗以后我们的旧人死了。
But the Bible says that after baptism our old man has died.
我们要这种了解。
And we have to have this understanding.
要继续像活着像旧人一样。
We shouldn't continue to live as the old person that we were.
然后我们那个受洗就没有够效了。
Because then our baptism had no effect.
我们至少要明白这个道理。
We have to at least understand this.
然后求神带领我们能够信服这个道理。
And ask God to guide us to understand and submit to this teaching.
然后我们才会立志做一个真正的基督徒。
Then we can be determined to truly be a Christian.
哎，我们在服侍神的时候才会成为一个真正的仆人。
And when we are serving, then we would truly be a servant.
哎，保罗就是神的仆人。
And Paul was a servant of God.
他知道神。他受洗以后，他就属主耶稣的。
He knew that after baptism he belonged to Christ.
没有错，我现在还活着。
It is true we are still living.
但是不是我了。
But we are no longer living for ourselves.
因为我里面有基督的生命。
Because in us now there is the life of Christ.
受洗的时候，除了赦罪以外，还有重生。
In baptism, other than remission of sins, there is also rebirth.
我们要深信啊，我们主基督的生命在我里面。
We have to believe that the life of Christ is in us.
哎，但是这个生命要长大。
But this life also needs to grow.
哎，如果它继续长大，那我们就像基督了。
If it continues to grow, then we can become more like Christ.
哎，所以他才说，他同与主耶稣同钉十字架，现在活的不是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
This is why he says, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me.
哎，我们一定要很清楚。
We need to be very clear.
基督的生命在我里面。
The life of Christ is in us.
基督的生，我们要让基督的生命在我里面活起来。
We need to let the life of Christ that is in us to become living.
我们不要让旧人再活起来。
We shouldn't let that old self become living.
你旧人再活起来，基督的生命又盖下去了。
If that old man is still living, then the life of Christ would be overshadowed.
这样子在信了几十年还是一样啊。
Because in this way, it doesn't matter how many years you.
很可能还比没有不信的人还差。
Perhaps you are even worse than those who do not believe.
因为我们不了解主耶稣用重价买我们。
Because we don't understand that Jesus has bought us at a heavy price.
所以他说啊，第二十节的下半句。
And so in the second half of verse 20,
我为什么有这种了解呢？
Why does he have this understanding?
因为我相信神的儿子，因为我相信了神的儿子，就是我相信耶稣而活着。
I live by faith in the Son of God, which means that I live by faith in Jesus.
这就是信心。
This is faith.
信心是什么？
What is faith?
信心就是相信主耶稣了。
Faith is to believe in the Lord Jesus.
相信主耶稣什么？
What do you believe about Lord Jesus?
相信主耶稣是我的救主。
To believe that Lord Jesus is my Savior.
相信主耶稣钉十字架的救赎把我救起来了。
To believe that Lord Jesus has given me salvation.
如果主耶稣没有用十字在钉在十字架，我已经还是死的。
If Lord Jesus was not crucified, then I am still dead.
我没有办法的离开这个罪和死。
And I wouldn't be able to live sin and death.
是因为主耶稣救我，所以我今天才活的。
It is because Lord Jesus saved me that I am living today.
圣经里面讲的死和活啊，跟我们想的不一样。
When the Bible is talking about life and death, it is a little different from what we talk about.
一般人呢，我们讲的死就是这个肉体的死啊，活是。我现在还活着。
We talk about sin, living and death, like our physical life.
圣经讲的生和死是讲灵性的死。
But in the Bible, it talks about the spiritual death.
什么叫做灵性的死和生呢？
What is the spiritual death and spiritual life?
就是跟神的生命有没有关系的。
It is whether or not we are related to God.
如果我们的生命跟神的关系断掉了，就是死啊。
If we no longer have any part in the life with God, then we are dead.
如果我们生命跟神连在一起，就是活了。
But if our life is still connected with God, then we are living.
人类的第一个祖先呢，亚当。
The first ancestor of humans is Adam.
他犯罪了。
And he sinned.
神照他的给他的诫命讲。
And God, according to His commandment, had told him.
你吃的日子，你犯罪的那天必定死。
The day that you eat of the fruit, you shall surely die.
他肉体还没有死，肉体再活九百多岁。
And physically, in his flesh, he still lived for 900 more years.
所以不是讲肉体的死。
So it wasn't his physical death.
他是在讲他灵命的死。
God was talking about his spiritual death.
什么叫做灵命的死？
What does it mean about the spiritual death?
他被赶出伊甸园。
It means that he was cast out of Garden of Eden.
他不能够吃生命树的果子。
He could no longer eat of the fruit.
生命树代表神的生命。
Because the tree of life represents the life of God.
换句话说，他被断绝了，他跟神的关系断绝了。
In other words, he no longer had part with God.
但是保罗讲。
But Paul said,
我相信主耶稣的救赎。
I believe in the salvation of Jesus.
我的灵命就活了。
And I am living now.
我就跟神的生命连起来了。
And I am connected with the life of God.
哥林多前书十五章那里讲。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 15 it says.
哥林多前书十五章说，在亚当里众人都死了。
That in Adam all have died.
在基督里面众人都活了。
But in Christ all have lived.
生和死关键是在跟神的生命有没有关系的。
The key between life and death has to do with whether or not there is part with God.
所以保罗这样讲。
So Paul said,
我跟主耶稣钉十字架，就是我受洗的时候。
I have been crucified with Christ, which was when he was baptized.
当然受洗我们要悔改信耶稣了。
Of course, in baptism, you have to repent and believe in Jesus.
相信耶稣可以用宝血洗掉我的罪。
And believe that Jesus can wash away our sins.
相信我是个罪人。
Believe that I am a sinner.
这很重要。
And this is very important.
如果我们信主，我们不相信我是罪人，这个不是信主啊。
If we believe in the Lord, but we do not believe that we are a sinner, then this is not truly believing.
如果我们觉得我们不是个罪人，我为什么要洗礼呢？不需要洗礼啊。
If we don't think that we are sinners, then there is no point to baptism.
我自己没有罪，我为什么要洗礼啊？
Because if I have no sin, then I don't need baptism.
有人这样讲。
Some people might say,
只要我不做坏事，我就可以到天国去。
As long as I don't do anything bad, then I can go to heaven.
很多人就这样想。
And many people might think this.
很多宗教也这样讲。
Many religions also say this.
其实这个在圣经是错的，完全错的。
But this is actually completely false in the Bible.
我们人没有办法靠自己的好行为上天国。
Because humans cannot rely on their own good deeds to go to heaven.
因为我们本来就是一个罪人。
Because we were originally sinners.
我们根本跑不出这个罪和死的这个国度。
We cannot escape the kingdom of sin and death.
我们根本没有资格谈到进入神的国度。
And we are not even qualified to talk about the kingdom of God.
没有办法进入神的国度，怎么有办法进天堂？
If we can't enter the kingdom of God, then how could we enter heaven?
这种人说我可以，我只要不做坏事，我可以到天堂，就表示啊，我可以靠我自己，不需要靠主耶稣，可以到天国去。
The people that say I just have to do good deeds and I can go to heaven, those people do not rely on God; they only rely on themselves.
我靠我自己可以上天国。
They would say I can rely on myself to go to heaven.
他上不了天国的。
But he can't enter heaven that way.
因为生天国是属灵的地方。
Because heaven is a spiritual place.
是只有这个灵体啊，不是这个肉体可以到的地方。
It is where only the spiritual beings can be, but not of the flesh.
哎，我们这个肉体啊会坏掉的。
Because our flesh will all perish.
哎，我们这个又带着这个肉体的身体，怎么会到那个灵体的地方？到不到的。
It's impossible for us to bring our fleshly bodies to heaven.
所有的人类里面没有一个人带着这个肉体都跑到天国去了。
In all of human beings, there was no one who was able to bring their own fleshly body to heaven.
因为圣经告诉我，这个血肉之体不能承受神的国。
Because the Bible has told us that those who are of the blood and flesh, they cannot enter the kingdom of heaven.
圣经告诉我们一个奥秘。
And the Bible tells us a mystery.
圣经告诉我们一个信主的人。
The Bible tells of someone who believes in the Lord.
我们遵守神的诫命。
And if we obey the commandments of God.
主耶稣来的时候。
Then when Lord Jesus comes.
号筒一响。
And when the trumpet sound,
我们都要被改变。
We will all be transformed.
改变什么？
What are we going to be transformed
into? 这个肉体变成灵体。
Our flesh will become a spirit.
这个会朽坏的身体变成不朽坏的身体。
This flesh that is going to perish is going to turn into the spirit which does not perish.
因为我们要去的那个天国是不朽坏的。
Because the heavenly kingdom that we are going does not perish.
朽坏的不能够到不朽坏的地方去住。
Whatever can perish cannot enter somewhere where it does not perish.
哎，这是带着这个肉体、这个会朽坏身体的人没有办法做得到的。
It is impossible for someone who has the physical body and flesh to go to somewhere where it does not perish.
所以圣经才讲。
And so the Bible says.
没有人去找神。
There is no one who could find God.
其实有去找也找不到。
Even if they try to find God, they can't.
如果我们可以靠我们自己力量找到神，我们就是神了。
If we can rely on ourselves to find God, then we are God.
如果我可以靠我自己的好行为就到天国，我就是神了。
If I can rely on my own good deeds to go to heaven, then I am God.
哎，人喜欢听这种的道理。
And people like to hear these type of teachings.
因为觉得他这个人觉得我们这个人啊，还有一点点的credit 哈，我们还可以。我们上天堂，还有我自己还可以做什么啊
？Because in this way, people will feel like they still have some credit to themselves, and they can still do things in heaven.
哎，那个这种的想法进不到天国。
But this type of thinking cannot enter the heavenly kingdom.
我们进天国完全是主耶稣钉十字架。
The way that we can enter kingdom, the kingdom of heaven, is completely because Jesus has died on a cross.
因为主耶稣为我们的罪而死。
Because Lord Jesus has died for our sins.
如果我们相信主耶稣救我们，
If we believe that Lord Jesus has saved us,
神就把我们的罪看作没有罪。
Then God would count our sins as not being sins.
我们就成为义人。
Then we have become righteous.
我们再看那个加拉太书第二章第二十节下半句。
Let's look at the second half of Galatians chapter 2 verse 20.
是因信神的儿子就是耶稣，是因信耶稣而活。他就是主耶稣，主耶稣爱我，为我舍己。
I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me.
这几句话很短啊，但是意义太深重了。
These are very short phrases, but they are very meaningful.
如果我们明白而且相信，
If we understand and believe,
而且这样执行，
and do accordingly,
我们就是神的儿子。
Then we are the Son of God.
我们就跟保罗一样。
Then we can be like Paul.
我们可以受洗，
we can be baptized.
我们可以走天国路，
we can walk on the path towards the heavenly kingdom.
这个保罗说啊，我受洗以后，主耶不是我了，是主耶稣在我里面。
So Paul has said that after he was baptized, he is no longer his own, but he is in Christ.
所以保罗啊，在2000年前呢，他把他自己奉献出来。
And so 2000 years ago, Paul had offered himself.
他放弃了世界上所有的他所拥有的。
He gave up on everything that he owned in the world.
他放弃了他的身份。
He gave up his identity.
他放弃了他的事业。
He gave up his career.
他放弃了他在地面上的前途。
He gave up his future in the world.
他放弃了家庭。
He gave up his family.
他就完全献给神。
And he completely offered himself to God.
保罗在2000年前把基督教传遍了当时候的世界，除了中国这边以外。
And 2,000 years ago, Paul had preached Christianity to much of the world back then.
因为他完全了解他被神重价买来的。
Because he completely understood that he was bought at a price by Christ.
他用他的身体和心灵来荣耀这位真神。
And he used his body and spirit to glorify God.
要明白神，我们是被神重价买来的，是不一件不容易的事情。
It is difficult for us to understand that we were bought at a heavy price by God.
那这是跟个人跟神的关系有直接的关系。
And this has a direct relationship with our personal relationship with God.
那我们要常常的思想。
And we need to often reflect this.
主耶稣到底在我身上做了什么？
What has Lord Jesus done to me or in me?
我们已经信主的耶人啊，应该可以想出来至少一件事情吧。
For those of us who have believed in the Lord, we should be able to think of at least one thing.
就是哪一件事在你一生当中，哪一件事你被主耶稣的爱最感动的那件事。
What is the one thing that in your life it was when God had touched you the most?
我们要常常纪念这种事情。
And we have to often remember this.
我们如果常常纪念，
if we can often remember this,
我们就会感谢主耶稣。
Then we would thank Lord Jesus.
我们就比较能够从心里面甘心情愿的去荣耀这位天上的主耶稣。
Then in our heart we would be willing to give thanks and to believe in the Lord Jesus.
如果我们想不出一件事情。
If we can't even think of one thing,
那真的要求神怜悯啊。
Then we really have to ask for God's mercy.
我们走这个天国路太困难了。
It is very difficult for us to walk on the path towards heaven.
更不必要谈荣耀神了。
Not even just glorifying God.
这是真实的事啊。
But this is something that is true.
而且我们不要永远不要忘记，我们是被神重价买来的，主耶稣重价买来的。
We should never forget that we were bought at a heavy price by Lord Jesus.
而且我们越年纪越大，越清楚我们是主耶稣重价买来的。
And the older we are, the more we can understand that we were bought at a heavy price.
我们信主越久的人，越应该知道我是被主耶稣重价买来的。
The longer we have believed in the Lord, then the more we should understand that we were bought at a heavy price.
刚才提到那个主耶稣门徒保罗就是这样子。
And this was true with Apostle Paul.
他一直在思想，一直在想主耶稣怎么救他。
Because he kept reflecting about how Jesus has saved him.
他想到他是罪人中的罪头。
And he knew that he was the sinner of sinners.
每一次想到这个。
And every time he thought about this.
他就很自然的谦卑的服侍在神的面，服在神的脚前。
Then he would naturally become humble and serve the Lord.
因为他这样子的谦卑。
Because he was humble,
神就给他更大的能力，
and God had given him even more ability,
更大的祝福，
and more blessings,
更大的工作，
and more work.
所以他越老工作越大，
so that the older he was, the more work he had to do.
最后他要离开世界以前，
and in the end, before he had left the world,
他很有把握地讲，
he was very confident.
神要我走的路我都走过了，
I have walked all that God had told me to walk on.
神要做我做的工我都全做完了，
and the works that God had told me to do, I have done them all.
我已经完结束了。
And I have finished.
神有公义的冠冕为我存留。
And the Lord has given me a glorious crown.
年纪越大，神的事情越清楚。
So the older you become, then the more clear you become, you feel about things of God.
因为他年纪越大，他的心整个被耶稣基督所占满了。
Because the older that he was, then the more filled and completely filled he was in his heart by God.
他没有自己的东西了。
He no longer had anything that belonged to himself.
他很高兴的，可以很高兴的，很喜的说，我可以离开世界到神那里去。
He could be very joyful and say that he is going to depart the world and go to where God is.
所以我们要真的荣耀神吗？
So do we truly want to glorify God?
我们要了解主耶稣怎么样重价买我。
We need to understand how the Lord Jesus has bought us by a heavy price.
我们来看在主耶稣在传福音的时候有一件例子，一件实例。
Let's look at an example when Jesus was preaching.
马太福音26章。
Matthew 26.
这个在主耶稣快要被抓去了。
This was when
抓去钉十字架。
Jesus was about to be arrested and to be crucified.
有一个女人她在主耶稣身上所做的事。
There is a woman who had done something for Jesus.
我们一般觉得说要荣耀神一定要做一个轰轰烈烈，在教会要举办一个很大的节目这叫做荣耀神。
we sometimes might think that if we want to glorify God, we need to create a great event at church, and that's called glorifying God.
哎，好像《使徒行传》第二章一样。
Just like in Acts chapter 2.
然后圣灵降临，三千个人受洗。
When the Holy Spirit descended, and there were 3,000 who were baptized.
哎，但是从来没有想到说，这么一个女人，没有人看中的一个女人，被人家轻视的女人，竟然是神所喜，她做了一件神所喜悦的事。
But people might not realize that it was actually this woman, a lowly woman who had done a very small thing that Jesus was very pleased in.
而且主耶稣还这样讲。
And Lord Jesus also said,
你们以后到什么时候到哪里去传福音，传信耶稣得救这个福音的时候，一定要传讲这个女人在我身上所做的事。
Wherever this gospel is preached in the whole world, what this woman has done will also be told as a memorial to her.
不是使徒所做的事，是这个女人所做的事。
Not the things that the apostles have done, but what this woman had done.
哎，这个女人所做的事，主耶稣说要跟我的福音一起提呀，一起传讲。
Jesus has said that the gospel that Jesus has been preaching has to be said along with what this woman had done.
哎，当然有点。我们不是这样讲啦，不是这样子对等啦，不过就神主耶稣暗示说，这个女人所做的工作不亚于传福音啊。
We're not trying to make a direct,
不低于传福音啊。
Direct comparison, but what this woman has done is no smaller than the gospel that Jesus has been preaching.
哎，跟福音一起要传啦。
And it has to be preached along with the gospel.
要做纪念。
And it has to be a memorial.
哎，我们看马太福音二十六章。
Let's look at Matthew 26.
第六节到十三节。
Verses 6-13.
六节到十三节。
6-13.
耶稣在伯大尼长大麻风的西门家里。第七节。
7.
有一个女人拿着一瓶极贵的香膏来，趁着耶稣坐席的时候浇在他的头上。第八节。
8.
门徒看见就很不喜悦，说何用这样的枉费呢？第九节，这香膏可以卖许多的钱，周济穷人。第十节，耶稣看出他们的意思，就说：“为什么难为这女人呢？她在我身上做的是一件美事。”十一节，因为常有穷人和你们同在，只是你们不常有我。十二节，他将这个香膏浇在我身上，是为我安葬做的。十三节，我实实在在告诉你们，普天之下，无论到什么地方传福音，也要述说这女人所行的，做个纪念。哎，这是一件很平常的事，看起来好像很平常的事。
This might seem like a very routine thing.
但是却被主耶稣拿来说，以后要经常提做纪念。
But Jesus has said that they need to often mention of this as a memorial.
哎，在场的人有很多。
There were many who were present at the time.
除了主耶稣跟这个女人之外。
Other than Jesus and the woman.
没有一个人赞成这个女人所做的事情。
There is no one else who approved of what she had done.
哎，因为她把一个很贵的香膏打破，把那个香膏浇在主耶稣身上。
Because she broke,
耶稣的头上。
She broke an alabaster flask of very costly fragrant oil and she poured it onto Jesus.
到底有多少的价值？
How much value was this?
哎，那个香膏有多少的价值？
And how much was this oil worth?
圣经里面讲是三十两银子。
The Bible said that it was about 30 silvers.
啊，那个等于一个人正常的一年的工价，
which
一年的薪水。
Which represents 1 year's worth of wages.
哎，如果你的薪水是3万块，一年是3万块，就等于3万块。
So if your salary was 30,000 for 1 year, then it would be worth 30,000.
哎，对某些人，他一年就等于10万块，因为他赚10万块。
But for some people, maybe their salary is 100,000, so then it would be worth 100,000.
这个十万块，砰一下没有了。
And all of a sudden, then it's broken.
哎，对，放在主耶稣身上，一下就没有了
啊。And as soon as you pour this oil onto Jesus' head, and then it was gone.
哎，从人来看，这是浪费。
From the eyes of man, this is waste.
哎，这种行为应该禁止啊。
And they should stop this behavior from happening.
哎呀，你这个女人怎么那么傻？
Why are you such a foolish woman?
你把它换成三十两银子，换成十万块，然后拿去就给那些没有钱的穷人，不是很好吗？你不是做了一件好事吗？
Wouldn't it be great if you could sell that oil for money and then donate it to the poor?
哎，你这样做不是可以上天堂？换句话讲。
Or in other words, if you did that, then you could go to heaven.
哎，这是很多人的讲法。
This is what many people would say.
只要我捐钱造桥修路，我就可以上天堂，上天国去了。
As long as I donate and offer money for building construction or other things, then I can go to heaven.
主耶稣不并没有没有这样看法。
But Lord Jesus did not see it this way.
主耶稣说啊，不要为难这个女人。
He said to not trouble this woman.
你们不要一直老在骂她。
You shouldn't be rebuking her.
可见的，这个女人要做在主耶稣身上做这件事情，没有人赞同啊。
So clearly, no one was approving of what this woman was doing.
连主耶稣的门徒都不赞成啊。
Even the disciples of Jesus did not approve this.
主耶稣的门徒是跟他三年多的了。
The disciples of Jesus have followed him for more than 3 years.
觉得这个女人不应该做这种事，这种傻事啊。
But they felt that this woman should not have done such a foolish thing.
哎，主耶稣反而说，这个女人在我身上做了一件美事。
But Jesus said that she had done a good work on Jesus.
为什么这样讲？
Why did he say this?
主耶稣就解释了。
Then he explained.
哎，你们说把钱拿给穷人。
If you were going to give this money to the poor.
我们应该要做。
We should do this.
跟你随时都可以做。
But we can do this at any time.
我们随时什么时候都有穷人的。
Because at any time there are poor people.
但是你不随时有耶稣啊。
But you do not always have Jesus.
你不随时有耶稣的感动。
You do not always have the movement that came from Jesus.
你不是随时随地二十四小时一看圣经就懂的，不明白神的旨意的。
It is not that at any given time when you are reading the Bible, then you understand the meaning.
你不是随时什么教会的工作在等着你啊。
It is not that at any time there is church work that is waiting for you to do.
不是随时你要做什么工，神就给你做什么工的。
Or that at any time when you want to do any type of work, then God will give you work to do.
换句话说，神不是在我们生命里面随时都在那等你了。
In other words, it's not that at any given time God is standing there and just waiting for us.
神来的时候你不抓着你就没有了。
When God comes, if you do not hold on to the opportunity, then he will leave.
你们不是常常有我啊。
And me, you do not have always.
现在我还在啊。
Right now, I am still here.
我马上就被抓了。
But I am about to be arrested.
但是没有人会知道。
But no one knew.
因为我们人不知道明天会发生什么事啊。
Because as humans, we do not know what will happen tomorrow.
马太福音二十六章告诉我们，下面就是犹大卖主啊。
Right afterwards, in chapter 26, it says that Judas was about to betray
Jesus. 你怎么知道明天还活的呢？
So how would you even know if you are still alive the next day?
今天神有感动我们，我们就要赶快做啊。
If today we are moved by God, then we have to act fast.
及时做啊。
And act immediately.
有时候啊，甚至于啊，你在很不方便的时候，你也要去做。
And sometimes even if it might seem inconvenient, you still have to do it.
因为在我们最不方便的时候，我们去做，神最祝福。
Because it is when we are doing things when it is most inconvenient to us that God would bless us.
这是真的。
And this is true.
有一次有一个工人接到一个电话。
One time there was a worker that got a telephone call.
那天刚好下大雪，下了二十几寸。
At the time, there was a great snowstorm and there were about 20 inches of snow.
他自己的那个雪都还没铲呢。
He didn't even shovel out his own snow yet.
有一个信徒打电话来说，我发高烧，请你过来帮我按手。
But there was a believer who said that I had a high fever, so please come over and lay hands on me.
那个工人想，怎么搞的？你讲，你也知道雪这么大，你在做什么啊？你这人讲话怎么那么不合理啊？
So the worker was frustrated and thought, why are you being so unreasonable when you know that it is snowing outside?
但是他是想，哎呦，就是神在叫我去啊，我不敢不回，很不甘愿，就跟另外一个工人就去了。
So even though the worker was unwilling, but he thought that this was God sending him work to do, and so he went with another worker.
然后就帮他祷告。
And then they prayed for this person.
祷告完。
After the prayer,
那个生病的那个发高烧的信徒
the believer who had a high fever,
他马上讲
immediately said,
你刚才祷告的时候还没祷告开没有两分钟我的退烧就退了
before you had even began to pray then my fever had left
没有就祷告了几分钟以后
a few minutes after the prayer then my fever had left
那个工人吓一跳
and the worker was surprised
真的是神的时候啊
this is surely the time of God
他以后都不敢说，如果人家有什么要求，不敢讲 no 了，不敢讲了，
And afterwards, no matter what was asked of him, then he wouldn't dare to say no.
你准备了半天，哎呀，为了讲道，准备了两个礼拜。
because maybe you have been preparing for a sermon for 2 weeks.
哎，你觉得很有信心，上来讲到了。
You feel like you are very confident, and so you come up and you speak the sermon.
在这个时候，常常讲错了。
But at this time, it is often that you make mistakes.
哎，一看下面一半都在打瞌睡。
And then half of the people below would all be dozing off.
神不跟你同在啊。
And God wouldn't be with you.
神跟你同在的时间，就是我们最不方便的时候。
The time when God is abiding with you is when it is most inconvenient for us.
把我所有就交给神了。
To give everything to God.
哎，就在这个时候，这个女人受到神的称赞。
So it was at this time that this woman was praised.
其他的人都被骂。
And all the other people were rebuked.
其他人都想要荣耀神，但是没有一个人真正被神称赞啊。
The other people all wanted to glorify God, but not one of them was praised.
这在告诉我们什么？
What is this telling us?
我们要找看，哇，主耶稣在感动我什么？个人的。
We have to personally see.What exactly is God moving us to do?
比如说，我们今天来到教会。
For example, today we have come to church.
我们应该想。
We should be thinking.
我今天来教会要做什么才能够荣耀神
？What should I do today in order to glorify God?
你不必要上来讲道。
You don't have to come up to speak the sermon.
你不必要在那边领诗。
You don't have to be up there to lead him.
你也不必要在那边报告。
You also don't have to be making announcements.
但是你可以荣耀神。
But you can still glorify God.
你可以做了，没有人知道。
You can do something that no one knows about.
可能人你做了，人家有其他信徒还批评你。
Maybe you have done something and other believers are even rebuking.
但是主耶稣说你做了一件美事。
But Lord Jesus will say that you have done a good work.
因为其他人不懂啊。
Because no one else understands.
因为我马上就要死了，
because,
马上就要钉十字架。
Because I am about to be crucified.
只有这个女人，在我这个死之，在我还没有肉体还没有死之前呐、啊，给我膏香膏啊。
But only this woman at this time had anointed me with oil.
因为，这个犹太人的传统啊，人死了以后要布包起来，但是要用香膏把它包起来，啊，再放到坟墓里面。
Because it is the Jewish custom that after someone has died, then they will be anointed with oil and then covered by cloth and then be buried.
但是要高香膏是的时候是要等那个人死啊，尸体已经不能动了才高啊。
But it, you normally only anoint the person after they have died.
哎，这个女人在主耶稣是这个肉体还没有那断气以前呢、啊，就高了香膏了。
So before Jesus had even stopped breathing physically and The woman had already anointed him.
全世界的人没有一个人知道这件事情。
No one in the world could understand this.
如果我们大有人知道，主耶稣明天就要死了。
If we knew that Jesus was going to die the next day.
大家都赶快拿香膏来，哇，捐钱了。
Then everyone would want to rush ahead to go anoint Jesus.
可惜呀、啊，主耶稣不会告诉我们呐、啊。
But unfortunately, Jesus wouldn't tell us about this.
主耶稣要我们从心里面自己甘愿愿意做。
Because Jesus wants us to be willing to do this on our
own. 后来主耶稣被放到坟墓里面了。
Afterwards, when Jesus was put in the grave.
圣经告诉我们第三天呢、啊，有几个女人。
The Bible tells us that on the third day there were some women.
他们要到主耶稣坟墓去了。
They were going to where Jesus' body was.
当然要看主耶稣的坟墓啦。
They wanted to see his grave.
同时带着香膏去了。
And so at the time they also brought oil.
他们想说要用香膏再膏主耶稣的身体啊。
Because at the time they thought they wanted to anoint Jesus' body with the fragrant oil.
结果怎么样？心是好的啦。
So even though they had good intentions.
但是啊，太晚了一点啊。
It was too late.
因为主耶稣刚刚复活不见了。
Because Lord Jesus had already resurrected and he was gone.
主耶稣不需要你再膏香膏了。
And Lord Jesus didn't need them to anoint him anymore.
所以主耶稣才称赞这个女人。
And this is why Jesus had praised this woman.
他说他加个香膏浇在我身上是为我安葬做的。
And he said, in pouring this fragrant oil on my body, she did it for my burial.
我们什么时候要荣耀神啊？
When should we glorify God?
现在要荣耀神。
We should be glorifying him.
你什么时候被感动就要荣耀神。
Right now, and whenever you are moved by him, then you should be glorifying him.
就安排我们的时间。
And we should carefully arrange our time.
哎，我们礼拜六就是要聚会，荣耀神。
Saturday is when we should be worshiping, having service to glorify God.
我们要早早的准备。
And we need to prepare early.
我们不能迟到。
We shouldn't be late.
我们也不要早退。
We also shouldn't leave early.
因为我是要来荣耀神呐、啊。
Because we are here to glorify God.
因为主耶稣把我救回来了。
Because Lord Jesus has saved me.
哎，这个女人是谁呀、啊、
？So who was this woman?
哎，在约翰福音十二章告诉我们。
In John 12 it tells us.
那个人就是伯大尼的这个玛利亚啊、哦。
It was Mary of Bethany.
Bethany 啊、哦、，Bethany。 这个人，这个玛利亚哈，十二章我们就 不读了哈，从第一节到 第八节哈。
So in John 12 from verse 1 to 8.
哎，告诉我们就是那个玛利亚。
It tells us that it was Mary.
玛利亚，她家是谁呀、啊？有谁呀、啊？
And whose family was Mary in?
她有一个姐姐叫做马大。
She had a sister whose name was Martha.
她有一个弟弟叫做拉撒路。
And her brother was Lazarus.
没有记载她父母。
It didn't record their parents.
没有记载她的亲人。
Or their relatives.
这一家人很可能是孤儿啊。
It is very likely that this family was a family of orphans.
哎，没有父母。
That they didn't have parents.
但是他们很爱主耶稣。
But they loved the Lord Jesus.
哎，尤其这个玛利亚。
Especially Mary.
我们就读一节就好了哈，第一节啊。
So John chapter 12 verse 1.
十二章第一节，逾越节的前六日，耶稣来到伯大尼，就是他叫拉撒路从死里复活之处。第二节、
啊、
有人在那里给耶稣预备筵席，马大侍候，拉撒路也在那同耶稣坐席的人中、啊、第三节好了、啊、玛利亚就拿一斤极贵的马达香膏浇足耶稣的脚，又用自己的头发去擦，屋里就满了膏的香气。这个女人就是伯大尼的玛利亚。
So this was Mary of Bethany、
哎、主耶稣玛利亚做了这件事情。
And Mary had done this.
哎，听说那个香膏是还没有嫁的啊，这个女孩子啊，在结婚的那天晚上，啊，她在结婚之前呢、啊，存钱，那存了这个香膏，为的就是在结婚那天晚上打破膏在她新郎的身上的这个膏啊。
This was probably the oil that was for young women and to prepare and save up for, and that on the night of their wedding, then they would pour this oil onto their husband.
哎，玛利亚没有放在她的丈夫上面啊，她还没结婚呢，没有放在丈夫，她放在主耶稣身上。
So since Mary was not married yet, and she poured the oil onto Jesus.
为什么
？Why？
因为主耶稣在约翰福音十一章使他弟弟死了四天的弟弟活起来。
Because in John chapter 11, Lazarus had been dead for 4 days, but Jesus allowed him to resurrect.
啊，她很感谢主耶稣。
She was very thankful of Jesus.
把她最重要的香膏打破，献给主耶稣。
So that she broke the most expensive fragrant oil that she had, and she offered it for Jesus.
因为她的弟弟死里复活。
Because her younger brother had been resurrected.
我们今天是主耶稣重价买来的。
Today we were bought at a heavy price by Jesus.
主耶稣为我们死。
Lord Jesus,
罪死在十字之下。
He died for our sins on the cross.
他不是死的就没有了。
If he did not die, then nothing would happen.
他三第三天复活了。
Then he resurrected on the third day.
告诉我们，他战胜过死和罪和律法。
And he has told us that he overcame sin and law and death.
圣经告诉我们。
And the Bible tells us.
我们与主同死。
We die with Christ.
同埋葬。
And bury with Christ,
就会同复活。
Then we will also resurrect with Christ.
主耶稣不但使我们的罪洗掉，
Lord Jesus not only washed away our sins,
而且我们在灵里面活起来。
But in the spirit we have also become alive.
主耶稣用他自己死了复活，来告诉我们信主的人会死里复活。
Lord Jesus used his own death and resurrection to tell his believers that they will also die and resurrect.
当我们受洗的时候，我们的名字已经在天上了。
When we have been baptized, our names have been written in heaven.
因为主耶稣为我们的罪而死。
Because Lord Jesus died for our sins.
而且我们活了在天上。
And we also become living in heaven.
我们今天活的时候要怎么做呢
？And today, when we are living, what should we do?
我们要确保我们的名字在天上不要再被抹下来了，抹掉了。
We need to be certain that our names are still in heaven and not erased.
那怎么做呢？
Then how do we do that?
我们要感恩，感谢主耶稣的恩典。
We need to be thankful and for the grace of Lord Jesus.
常常思想主耶稣的恩典。
And often reflect upon the grace of Lord
Jesus. 把这个身体当作活祭献给主耶稣。
And make our body a living sacrifice and sacrifice it to God.
哎，最重要就是自己了。
And most importantly is ourselves.
哎，我们要从旧人成为新人。
We have to get rid of the old man, become the new man.
以弗所书第四章第四章告诉我们
Ephesians chapter 4 tells us
我们在信主之前是旧人
Before we believed in the Lord we were the old man
什么叫做旧人
What does the old man mean
旧人就是为自己而活
The old man lives from himself
所有的目标人生的目标就是为我
And every purpose and every goal in life is for the self
不会为别人的
Not for anyone else
哎，这种的情形之下当然是造成了很多的犯罪的情形
Of course, under these kind of circumstances, and there are many chances for sinning.
因为那时候不认识神，
because at the time they didn't know Jesus.
但是我们信主了以后，
but after we have believed in the
Lord, 我们认识了耶稣，
we come to know Jesus.
更认识了主耶稣的救赎，
we also understand the salvation of Jesus.
哎，主耶稣把他的生命也给我们了，
and Lord Jesus has given us His life.
我们要让主耶稣的生命在里面长大。
We have to allow that life in us to grow.
什么叫做长大？
What does it mean to grow?
长大就是我们慢慢有神的性情，主耶稣的性情。
To grow means that we will gradually have the attributes of Jesus.
哎，神的性情是什么？
And what are the attributes of God?
至少有四样。
There are at least four.
第一个慈爱。
First is mercy and love.
第二个公义。
Second is righteousness.
第三个是圣洁。
The third is holiness.
哎，第四个是信实。
And fourth is faithfulness.
我们就会改变。
Then we will transform.
最大的神迹是什么？
What is the greatest miracle?
不是别人。
It's not anyone else.
是我。
It's us.
神在我这个身上转变了。
That God has transformed in me.
成为一个旧人，从旧人变成一个新人。
To become from the old man to become the new man.
这就是最大的神迹。
And this is the greatest miracle.
这个就是荣耀神啊。
And this is the glorified God.
至少我们要有这种心愿啊。
We need to at least have this, this goal.
能我们成为一个新人才能够荣耀主耶稣。
Then we can become a new man and to glorify Jesus.
因为旁边的人看到我们改变了。
Because everyone else can see that we have transformed.
你过去的坏行为不见了。
And your old bad habits have disappeared.
你过去的坏习惯没有了。
And you have gotten rid of all of your bad behavior.
你现在想的都是主耶稣的恩典。
And now all that you think of are related to the grace of Christ.
你喜欢神的话。
You like the word.
你喜欢传福音。
And you like to preach the gospel.
你喜欢帮助人。
You like to help others.
人家看到你，哎呀，你真是基督徒啊。
Then when others see you, they can see that you are truly a Christian.
马太福音第五章告诉我们。
In Matthew 5, it tells us.
主耶稣要我们做世上的光，世上的盐。
Jesus wants us to be the light and salt of the world.
就主耶稣说，就是把我们的好行为给世上的人看呐。
This is to say that we can show good deeds to for other people to see.
但是这个好行为不是在表演啊。
But this is not to put up a show for.
那个是因为心里面很自然发出来的。
This is because it naturally comes out of our heart.
为什么我们的心里会自然发出来
？Why would we naturally have this from our heart.
因为我们明白我们是被主耶稣重价买来的。
Because we understand that we were bought at a price by Jesus.
我们不是我了，是主耶稣在我里面了。
We are no longer ourselves, but Lord Jesus is in us.
我们不要把自己看轻了。
We should not look down on ourselves.
哎，绝对不要再犯罪了。
We should no longer sin.
犯罪就是把主耶稣重钉十字架。
Because sin is to crucify Jesus again.
太可惜了。
Which is very unfortunate.
我们是圣灵的殿。
We are the temple of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵住在我们里面
and the Holy Spirit dwells in us.
这是何等的恩典
and this is a very great grace.
这是何等的奥秘
and this is a great mystery.
神做了在我身上做了这么大的事情
that God has done such a great work on us.
而且又把他的生命给我
He is also going to give his life for us.
让我在走天国路上慢慢慢慢形成有主耶稣的性情
so that when we walk on the path towards the heavenly kingdom, then we can grow to have the attributes of God.
我越来越像主耶稣了。
And we can become more and more like Jesus.
人家都看得出来。
And other people can see this.
那当然是荣耀神的事了。
And that would of course be glorifying God.
那就是成全了，这个哥林多前书第六章二十节的那件事了。
And that would be fulfilling what is said in 1 Corinthians 6 verse 20.
我们再读一次。
Let's read it again.
哥林多前书六章二十节。
1 Corinthians 6 verse 20.
六章二十节
6:20
因为你们啊就把它改成我们啊你们好像讲别人是我啦、哦、因为我们是重价买来的所以要在我们的身体跟灵魂上心灵上荣耀神啊
Since this was talking to us so it could be said For we were bought at a price therefore glorify God in our body and in our spirit which are God's
然后说我们的身体是圣灵的殿啊
And so our temple is our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit.
十九节
Verse 19.
圣灵从神来住在我里头啊。
The Holy Spirit comes from God to dwell in us.
我们不再是自己的人了。
We are no longer our own.
哎，我们不要轻看自己啊。
So we should not look down upon ourselves.
轻看自己基督徒的身份，神的儿子的身份，就像以扫一样。
Because if we look down upon our own identity as a Christian or as a son of God, then it's like Esau.
以扫本来是长子啊。
Esau was the oldest son.
他应该得到双倍的福分。
He should have received a double amount of blessings.
哎，他卖给他弟弟。
But he sold it to his younger brother.
用了一碗汤啊，就卖掉了。
With just a bowl of stew, he sold it.
因为他很口渴，他要那碗汤。
Because he was thirsty, so he wanted the stew.
因为那时候他肉体很饥渴。
Because at the time his flesh was very thirsty.
我们不要因为我们自己的需要，把神给我们的身份啊，神的儿子身份就卖了。
We should not sell our identity that God has given to us just because we have become weak.
啊，那是天大的损失啊。
This would be a great loss.
无法计算的损失。
And you cannot calculate the value of this loss.
反而我们要在我们的身体跟心灵上来敬拜神。
But in our body and in our spirit, we should glorify God.
来荣耀神。
And to worship Him.
我们一起来唱诗233首。
Let's sing hymn 233.
233首。
233.
Please
be seated.
如果我们能够深深的明白，我们是主耶稣重价买来的。
If we can truly understand that we were bought at a price by Lord Jesus.
我们在世上的日子就会从心里面很高兴的荣耀这位主耶稣。
Then while we are still in this world, then we would be joyfully serving Lord Jesus.
如果我们在地上很高兴的欢喜的荣耀主耶稣，
If we are joyful in this world and we are glorifying Jesus,
将来在天国神要荣耀我们。
Then in the future in the heavenly kingdom God will glorify us.
启示录十九章告诉我们，
In Revelation 19 it tells us,
将来羔羊要娶亲，
That in the future the lamb will marry.
这羔羊就是主耶稣，
And this lamb is Lord Jesus.
他娶的太太就是教会，
And his bride is the church,
就是真的信徒，
which who are the true believers.
这就是将来在天国的最大的事情。
And this is the greatest thing that will happen in the heavenly kingdom.
这个新郎要穿洁白的细麻衣，
The bridegroom will wear a white robe,
就是圣徒所行的义，
which are the righteousness that the saints have performed.
凡被邀请参加这个羔羊婚宴的有福了。
And whoever is invited byThe lamb to this wedding feast, blessed is he.
我每次想到这里。
Every time I think about this,
我就想主耶稣为什么神为什么用这样子来比喻呢？要结婚呢？神要结婚呢？
I would think why would God use this analogy about marriage?
结婚的太太，新郎是我们呢。
And the bride that God is going to marry, that's us.
我就想到我们在地面上的婚那个结婚的时候啊。
When I think about the marriage that we have in the world,
在结婚典礼当中，谁最荣耀啊？
In the weddings, who are the most glorious?
没有人是看新郎啊，大家都是看新娘啊。
No one looks at the groom, everyone looks at the bride.
新娘走进来的时候，大家站起来啊，眼睛都看她。
When the bride walks in, then everyone looks at the bride.
这告诉我们什么？
What does this tell us?
主耶稣结婚的时候，是宇宙的万有要看谁啊？
When Lord Jesus is going to marry, then who is everyone going to see?
宇宙的万有，神所创造的东西要看谁？
All of the creatures in the world that God has created, who are they going to look at?
在审判的时候，谁得到最大的荣耀？
And when judgment comes, who is going to receive the greatest glory?
主耶稣把最大的荣耀给谁？给信徒。
Who has Lord Jesus given the greatest glory to? Is to the believers.
如果我们明白的话，
So if we understand,
不是为谁做，为我做啊。
This is
为我自己做。
All done for us.
主耶稣救我，
Lord Jesus
在世上救我，
has saved us in this world.
我能够荣耀他，
and then I can glorify him.
到最后，主耶稣荣耀我。
Then in the end, Lord Jesus is going to glorify me.
主耶稣告诉他的十个门徒说，他的门徒说，你们将来审判的时候，跟我一起同坐。
Lord Jesus has told his 12 disciples that when judgment day comes, then you will all sit on the throne with me.
做什么？
And what are they doing?
审判人啊。
They are going to judge others.
不是被审判，那是审判人啊。
They are not going to be judged, but to judge others.
我们应该了解神给我们多大的荣耀。
We should understand what a great glory God is giving us.
当然，最大的荣耀还是归神啊，不是归我们啊。
Of course, the greatest glory is given to God.
这是在告诉我们，神把我们这个微小有罪的人提到这么高的地位。
But this is to tell us that God has given something to us who are very lowly and small.
我们应该有一点了解。
But we need to have an understanding.
不要轻看这个身份。
That we should not look down on our identity.
不要轻看教会。
We should not look down on the church.
因为这是神的身体啊。
Because this is the body of Christ.
这是神所尊重的。
This is what God respects.
神所看重的。
And what God emphasizes.
我们都是这里面的一份子。
And we are all part of this.
求主耶稣带领我们。
May Lord Jesus guide us.
将这样子的话语啊，能够明白，听得明白。
So that we can understand these words.
能够领受这个道理。
And receive the teachings.
领受是接受的意思了。
And to accept it.
你可以听啊，但是不接受也可以啊。
You can listen to it, but you may not accept it.
但是你听而不接受就没有福气啊。
But if you listen but not accept, then you would not be blessed.
我听了而且接受就有福气啊。
If you have listened and accepted, then you would be blessed.
那而且我接受了，我很高兴的行出来。
And if you have accepted and you joyfully perform it.
圣经上所神所给讲给我们，信徒的这所有的福气都会降到我们的身上。
Then all the blessings that have been mentioned in the Bible, they will all come to us as well.
那我们现在一起来祷告。
So now we are going to pray.
求主带借着圣灵啊，让我们在这个道理上更深切的明白。
And we ask that God can, through the Holy Spirit, allow us to understand these teachings more.
从此以后，我们敬拜神是从心里面，不是表面的。
That from now on, when we worship God, we worship Him through our heart, but not just outwardly.
我们也为一些身体欠安的，还有我们的 有一些心灵软弱的啊，继续为他们祷告。
Let's also pray for those who might be physically or spiritually weak.
啊，那我们要接受按手的可以到前面来。
If you want to receive the laying of hands, you can come forward.
啊，我们继续为陆弟兄来祷告。
Let's also pray for Brother Lu.
好，一起跪下祷告。
Let's kneel down and pray.